Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The 2024 Illinois primary elections are fast approaching, and my colleague Mawa Iqbal reports state election authorities are prioritizing voting security. This includes hiring retired law enforcement to staff polling sites, installing more cameras, and monitoring social media for misinformation. Matt Dietrich of the Illinois State Board of Elections says minimizing threats to the electoral process has become part of the job.
You have to be aware all the time that there are international actors, domestic actors, who are trying to break into our systems, not so much to influence elections, but just to wreak havoc.
Dietrich says Russian interference during the 2016 presidential election put a new focus on cybersecurity. Some downstate county clerks say they need more state funding to recruit and retain poll workers. Cook County leaders want to expand opioid treatment for people who are pregnant or on the wait list at the county jail. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reported from the county building. Last year, a record 2,000 people died of opioid overdoses in Cook County. Most deaths involved fentanyl. During a meeting this week, Commissioner Stanley Moore described what's happening in the Southside areas that he represents.
I have open-air fentanyl and drug markets. I went and sat in one yesterday and watched as they sold the heroin through the fence. There's guys standing around as zombies. Talked to a few of them. They want help.
Yep.
They don't know where to go.
Flush with money from opioid settlement agreements, the county plans to spend about $1.5 million of it next year to tackle the crisis. The county is set to receive settlement funding for more than a decade. Taking a train or a bus in Chicago won't cost you more money next year. That's because the Chicago Transit Authority is keeping fares the same as this year. CTA spokesperson Brian Steele says one way the transit agency can keep fares down is by generating millions in revenue through advertising.
The CTA is really attractive for advertisers. It's why you see so many ads on our digital screens, at our stations, in our trains, on our buses.
Other ways the CTA generates what they call, quote, non-fare box revenue is through concession sales and parking fees. And there's a new deadline coming up for undocumented residents 65 or older who want health insurance through the state of Illinois. My colleague Alex Degman reported the story. The Department of Health Care and Family Services says the state can only afford to cover 16,500 undocumented seniors this year. The agency expects to hit that mark within the next couple of weeks, so anyone who wants to enroll needs to do so by November 6th. The program launched in 2020 to provide undocumented immigrants and some with green cards access to state-provided health insurance, as long as they're ineligible for any other coverage. It later expanded to include residents ages 42 to 64, but costs for that program quickly exceeded projections. New enrollments were paused in July, and both plans will charge co-pays next year. And now some quick hits before the weather. A Chicago alderperson says she and an aide were assaulted yesterday when protesters swarmed them during a demonstration in Brighton Park. Julia Ramirez says she attended the protest to hear concerns about a proposed base camp for migrants. Ramirez says she is okay, but her aide was taken to the hospital and is in good condition. Chicago police say they're investigating the incident. Ramirez is calling on Mayor Brandon Johnson's office for more transparency and local input on how sites for migrant base camps are chosen, and to reevaluate whether tents are even appropriate. Consumer advocates are urging state officials to reject Peoples Gas's request for a $400 million rate hike. The Illinois Commerce Commission is scheduled to vote on the increase next month. Recently, an administrative law judge recommended the ICC approve a smaller $350 million rate hike, but consumer groups say that's still too much. Peoples Gas says the hike is needed to cover the cost of replacing corroded pipes. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy with temperatures reaching the high 50s, and lows tonight will be around 45 degrees. Tomorrow should reach the low 60s, and there's going to be some rain in the evening. Later today, the internet has really changed what it means to be a kid. Chicagoland author and scholar Devorah Heitner has a new book out about where she sees that impact most. She says it's on you to help the kids in your life learn to responsibly navigate the digital world around them.
If it takes a village, then like be the village, because a lot of us are thumbing out our lives again in front of kids and we're not teaching them how to communicate.
My Rundown co-host Erin Allen talks to author Devorah Heitner about her book, Growing Up in Public. That's today at 1 p.m. on The Rundown. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.